Hey guys, it's Mia Baker here and welcome back to another episode of Unsussed. It's been a while since we've recorded one of these. Life has been busy and it's only getting busier, but nevertheless, today we have made time to speak to the founder of a game-changing golf app. We're talking to Charlie Whitfield, who is joining us today as founder of the app Golf with two O's, an app created to connect golfers together. You can think of it like a dating app, except instead of dating, you'll be golfing. We'll be talking everything from how the concept came about, the app development process, the go-to-market strategy, through to the impact it's already had on the golfing community, as well as their future plans going forward. And on that note, let's get started. Charlie, thank Hello. You so much for joining me today.
Great to be here.
He has booked a very cute looking podcast suite.
It's quite nice, isn't it?
It's so nice. I really want one of these.
One at home.
And he's brought me some really nice snacks. So I've got an almond milk latte here. And I also have, this is dried mango and passion fruit.
I know how much you love mango. So I think that's no hidden secret, is it?
No, that's not hidden. But the passion fruit.
Yeah, intriguing. I've not seen that before.
Yeah, that's pretty epic. So, Charlie is the founder of an app called Golf, which I just mentioned in the intro, which is probably one of, I don't want to say the coolest, but one that I felt like was very much needed within the golf space. And actually an idea I had before you kind of came to me. And I was like, you took my idea. But actually he's took the idea and made it happen, whereas I just had the idea and then went on and did other things.
Which I think you'll be quite happy with what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. We're doing all right. Yeah. We're surviving. But I was thinking maybe we can start with who you are, what your background is before even golf came about, and then we can get on into that. So
no, absolutely. Golf has always been something I've loved to play when I was younger and never really took it that seriously.
How young were you when you played?
I think when I first picked up a golf club, probably about 4 or 5. I used to play at a place called Duke's Meadows in Chiswick, which I think a lot of golfers who are based in London will know.
It's a pitch and putt, par three. Yeah, epic.
Yeah. So and I still go there to this day. So been playing golf most of my life, kind of passively, holidays with friends and stuff, but never really that seriously. And really picked it up, like a lot of people, when the world shut down and you couldn't really do much else during the pandemic. So I was not working for, I think it must have been 4 or 5 months.
What were you doing? What was your job?
I was working in at a tech startup, more in HR tech, so nothing to do with golf or anything or sports or really my big passions, but still in the app space. So I was kind of getting a bit of an interest and a greater interest in technology and app. And my dad's worked in technology for the last, I'm going to say 40 years. I don't know. But
what was your role in that company?
Oh, I started on the front desk and then I moved into the sales team. And then when I was last there, I was in the customer success team as well, which I really liked. I love talking to people. I'm quite sociable and apparently not that great on the phone sales. So working with existing clients and building those relationships was something that I really liked to do and had a really great boss as well. And she looked after me there. So then again, I said I kind of stopped working for 4 or 5 months due to all sorts of things that happened during the pandemic.
Was that stressful?
Did you
enjoy it? I feel like some people enjoyed it and some people hated it.
I've got both sides. I was really gutted when I was put on furlough and stopped working because I was like kind of getting into my stride, getting a bit of confidence. And obviously that stopped and like, I'm not wanted, I'm not needed. But then after, you know, we couldn't go and do anything. But then when some restrictions were loosened and you could do some other things, golf was one of those first things that, you know, you could go and do. So the weather, it was amazing that summer. It was like really hot. And I think I started playing golf 2, 3, then 4 times a week and nothing else to do. Just got hooked. Like, you know, people talk about getting the golf bug.
I never believed that. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, the golf bug.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah, it's so real. And the amount of people that I hear it from, like now, people who have always used to play maybe and they're getting back into it because the sport's changing, or people who I've known for years who, again, like you say, no interest in playing golf. They go to the driving range, they go and play with their friends and they're like, they're so obsessed. They're like texting you being like, what do you think about this putter? And what about these new golf shoes? And I'm like, gotcha.
Yeah.
it was just, it just took over, and I was very much just a person who loved the sport, and I was just playing. And I never really thought of it being anything.
Who are you playing with at this time?
I was playing either on my own mm-hmm. or like with my dad and his mates, right. which was fine.
But and how old are you? You're quite young.
I'm 25. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're young.
So, yeah. I'm young. Yes.
You're young.
Yeah, I'm young.
Embrace
so
it.
I kind of like would have ideally not been playing on my own. I mean, I still play with my dad and his mates to this day, but ideally I wanted to go out and play with people like myself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was one fated round that I was playing at a golf course, which shall not be named, but I was paired up with a random member at the time. I'm not a member of this course anymore. And we were on like the sixth hole or something like that. And this guy I was playing with was like, he was convinced I was still at school, right? Because it was like summertime, I wasn't working. And he was just
looking
like,
youthful, you know?
yeah, exactly. And he kept asking me what I was doing, like for exams and like A-levels and things like that. And this guy was persistent. He always definitely thought I was at school. And I walked off that course that day and I went, I love playing golf. I really didn't enjoy that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure the guy was just trying to be nice.
Yeah.
But it takes sometimes up to an hour to get there, 4 hours on the course, and then you've got to get back as well, spending a bit of money to go and play. And I just went, that's not how I want to play golf. I don't want to go and do that every time. I really don't know anyone like me who plays golf. So I remember going home that night and thinking, I need to do something about this. Firstly, try to find if there was anything available to help me find people to play with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I looked and I thought, I've got a bit of time here. There's some sort of idea where I'm sure I can make a change here and create something. And I went and actually went for a walk with my parents. I just floated the idea to my mum, I think. She was like, oh, that sounds cool. And I,
what was your idea?
Well, the idea. well, it was to create a platform where people could find and meet other golfers to play with, you know, not necessarily based on your ability and how much of a good golfer you are, but more just about the kind of things you want to chat about and enjoy the round, and ultimately it's moved into more playing style and things like mm-hmm. that. So that was me going home and scribbling on a few pieces of paper what I thought a business idea would look like, which I still have those pieces of paper.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's only 3.5 years ago, but I still have them. And from then it started to gain a bit more momentum. I did a lot of research around that time before I tried to validate the idea about where golf was going as a sport.
Yeah.
And I think in the last, well, at the time, it was one of the first things you could do post COVID and things like that. And not only the biggest thing was the numbers going up in terms of participation, but where the numbers were going up and which audience it was. And looking deeper in that group of kind of 20 to 40 year olds was just spiking, and that was never the majority percentage of the market. It was always the over 65s. Mm-hmm. And now that is the dominant, you know, and it's completely changing. And I looked around the kind of the golf ecosystem of the other things that were kind of going off at the time, and then I followed you, or it must have been your first, within the first 10,000 followers or something like that.
Yeah, I'm like, how did you even find me?
I don't know. Well, the algorithm. Just seeing all these like cool brands pop up, and everything just started going in the right direction. And all this time, I've been working on this idea. And
fleshing out the concept? When did you speak to your dad? How did you turn this idea of, I want to meet other golfers like me who play like me? We're not just saying who have the same handicap.
Yeah.
We're kind of going deeper here, isn't it? It's not just that. How did you turn that from just a piece of paper into getting it built?
Well, I think with any business, you need to validate it, and you need to go, is there demand here for something mm-hmm. like that? And that took initial conversations, you know, friends' conversations, reaching out to people in the industry and saying, do you think this is a good idea, or is it a non-starter? And that was the kind of first stage. And then
anyone that you spoke to at that point who has like been inspiring or helped you on the journey?
I spoke to a guy over in the States who did something, it was more like a Facebook kind of thing about people meeting. Well, not meeting people, but like saying like, I want to play golf, who can play? And his feedback to me was that like, he did it the wrong way around. And it was almost the timing of golf was a bit different. This was 15 years ago now. And what we tried to do from that feedback was make it a bit more direct, a bit more personal, because ultimately, if you want to throw your name in the hat, you can still do that at golf courses. Mm-hmm. But if I want to find somebody who has an interest in fashion, is into his other sports other than golf and things like that, likes to play their golf a little bit more chilled, or sometimes I like to play a bit more competitive, that was the part that was missing. So that was a big piece of feedback then. I mean, there's all sorts of, not necessarily golfing industry people as well, but people within the tech world who I've reached out to and had those initial conversations with, and all these little bits of feedback all came together. And then, we managed to get to a position where we had this MVP that we were able to test with our friends and family and mm-hmm. friends of. But initially, it was the concept was super simple. It was, I want to find people, I want to connect with them, and I want to chat with them. And that was like the first thing we wanted to put mm-hmm. out there, because that's what the whole idea is built around.
Yeah, and I think you have to have that. When you're building a new business, you need to have like defined, what do you call it? Like things that you follow as a business. What's it called?
Pillars?
Pillars?
Are we going with pillars?
Pillars sounds fantastic.
Yeah, okay. fast forward, we work with a team to kind of realize the idea. They're based in South Africa.
Yeah.
And they're also people who build the product and are still working on it to this day. There's me here being like, I want to do all these things. And then it's like, well, let's walk before we can run. And obviously Scope Group comes mm-hmm. into when anything you're doing. And you're like, I can do this, I can do this, do that. And
actually say that you are that person. You're the ideas man. People say, oh, let's go for a run. Charlie's already saying, let's go for a run on the moon.
Well, I don't know. I think when your mind gets going about something you're really excited and passionate about, you want to solve all these things.
Yeah.
And there's so many things that need solving in golf. And you've spoken about a huge number of them mm-hmm. in the work that you do. At the moment, we're looking at just this social area of helping people find people to play with, improve their experience playing golf. And ultimately, maybe somewhere down the line, we can prove that maybe you'll play better as a result of it. And golf is always looking to improve as well.
Yeah. I think you will play more golf because of friends, and it'll keep you in the game for longer, which inevitably means you will get better at golf because you learn from each other.
It's a big old cycle.
It's a big old cycle.
It all comes together.
Definitely.
I feel like that was a massive fast forward, but basically we were in a position in January 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So over a year ago now, where we had a product we could test with our friends and family. And we made all those changes we needed to make. And believe me, when you're looking through a product through these blinkers of like, you miss some obvious things like commas and full stops, missing letters and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's just so nice for, quite nervous to get people to have this is your little baby you've been working on for however long. And you're kind of going, okay, mm-hmm. go and tear it apart.
Feedback is a bit scary sometimes. You have to be open to it and you know you need it, but also you don't want someone to slate you.
Like,
you need it.
Compliments
though.
Are great, but not very useful at this stage
of
what we're doing. And it's like, I'm really excited and proud about it. But there's 10 people telling you they really like it. That one person who goes, have you thought about this? Have you done this? And like, that was a big phase. I remember I was at art school for a bit and we always had a critique on Fridays and everyone would get their work out. And I remember everyone would be really nice. And I was kind of like one guy who was a bit like, I don't know. And they're like, you give your like, but actually
your honest opinion.
The tutor would really like that because you to get better, you need to find your areas that you're not your best at. And I think it's the hardest thing to admit to yourself, even though when you're really excited and you want to just get going with this project. The people who gave that feedback, that it wasn't scathing feedback. It was just stuff that thinking, like, have you thought about this? Or, you're missing a letter there, things like that. Yeah, and I think we've continued to look for that feedback to this. Like, we speak to our users and our members and as much as we can without being annoying. And we're always welcome to feedback. Like, that's one of the biggest things that helps us grow and get better.
Yeah.
Then we went through that phase and launched actually just over a year ago now in June 2022.
Congrats. Woo!
That was fun, but you start from a number of zero people, so you haven't got a community at that stage. We had a little bit of things going on socials, but we're thinking, why would someone come on here? Who's going to make that first leap when you're going to be one of the first 100 people on mm-hmm. here?
It's similar to a dating app. It literally is, in a sense
you need the pool. You need the group of people.
Exactly.
Which we've been working on. So it's, it's, I don't know.
How did you get people on the app?
Right. So, you know, I think you came, we worked with you pretty early on. Yeah. I came to you with this idea of...
Why did you come to me? And you found me because you followed me for a long time,
yeah,
I guess.
Well, one of the things that I saw is that you were really...
Normal?
Doing, yes. You say really normal.
Yeah. I like to pride myself on being normal.
Yeah, you're normal. I mean, is that what you want me to say?
Yes.
You at the time, and still are, were doing some really great things in the space of golf. And obviously a lot of the stuff you're doing is making sure there is more opportunities and accessibility for women in the game. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was incredible. So, and the impact that you made, making some really big companies say, actually, you're right. And I think that's one of the hardest things for somebody at hire for a company to go, mm-hmm. we're not doing things correctly. And whether it was about having the right kind of clothes in a store, or whether it was representation in mm-hmm. the industry as well. Look how much it's changed in the last...
So much.
You know, there's still so much more to do.
Yeah. But it's getting people to think about it, because I think a lot of guys have never been a woman, so they would never think about it. Like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But just changing the way they think about things definitely helps, like being able to put yourself in someone's like shoes, or think about your wife or your daughter.
Yeah.
No one's ever really gone to them and said, how would you feel if you were X, Y, and Z? Yeah. And they're like, I don't know. I've never thought about it. I'm like, walk into a shop. Imagine you're buying something for your wife. And they're like, where is the stuff? And I'm like, exactly.
And you still see it in some small pro shops and things like that. Uh-huh. There was a good video came out recently about like it all being on the sales rack. And like you can't find anything like that.
What is that about? I mean, we do love a good sale, don't get me wrong, but we don't need it all on the sales rack.
And then so we got talking. I think we had a call. You know what? We had a call probably about this time last year. No, I think it was, because it was like
it's before you were on the way launched. Did you launch? You just launched.
We had just launched. We were super low. Like, we were super small. And, you know, we wanted to work with the right normal person, who is what you like. But somebody who would, you know, people really like the change they were doing. And, I mean, we had a call away from everything saying, like, what do you think about the idea first? Because mm-hmm. if you didn't like it, there's no point in you promoting it, because that's not what we're about. Because, you know, if you want to promote something, it's fine, but you have to believe in it. And that's what, you know, led me to go, okay, this is definitely the right person to work with.
I loved the idea from the start. I had the idea from the start. It's a lot of
which
effort.
Which helped validate it for me.
Yeah, like it's a lot of effort. And I know the amount of effort that goes into building an app, because that's literally my job before I did what I do now. And the fact that you did it and you'd done it, and I was like, this is awesome. Yeah. And also, do you know what made a difference is you were really nice and really passionate. And I think if a founder believes in what they've created and what they've built, it makes a huge difference to like a content creator like me to believe in it also, and to think these guys are going to be successful.
That's the plan. That's the plan. Well, success is like, we measure it in so many different ways. And actually one of the biggest success stories I've had recently is speaking to at one of our events that we've done, one of the ones we did at Pitch, I think it was the first or second one, speaking to a guy who said, oh, he's met his best friend on the app.
Aww.
And they went on a golf trip together and they've done all these things. And I was like,
that just gave me goosebumps.
I'm an emotional person. And I was like, that is like the best thing that we've heard. And this would have been 6 or so months ago now, and these guys are still going on golf trips together. It was great. And like,
bromance. That's what
we love speaking to people, and like,
it's so nice
hearing these stories, like these, because ultimately that's what we are. We want to help, you know, whether it's one person meet another person, one person meet 10 people. Yeah, that's how we measure our success.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the amount of people who are matching, chatting, and ultimately playing golf together.
It's
whether that's
so
on a
fulfilling.
Golf course, or whether that is in a driving range or an indoor simulator. You know, it exists in so many different ways now that it didn't do 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So that's a really exciting part of what we're doing, and being able to do events in person. Like, I mean, you've done events before. They're a lot of fun, right? And especially when you get the right community together.
Yeah, exactly.
They're fantastic. And being able to, you know, what goes on the app is kind of behind. I don't see that always on the golf course interaction, but if we're at events and people are coming together and meeting, that's really cool for us to be able to see that firsthand and almost like be a little fly on the wall, thinking like, we're helping this experience.
Yeah, it's super cool. Question. Do you find, or did you find, working with content creators did help get people on the app?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everything that people consume now is ultimately, not everything, but ultimately through Instagram, TikTok, the short form stuff, YouTube videos. You know, I remember getting my kind of, when I was getting excited about golf, and as I said, I got that golf bug, I was watching so much like YouTube content because
I know it's wild.
I actually couldn't play golf at the time because the golf courses were shut initially, and it was just trying to live it through like at home swinging golf clubs. But I think golf social media now is, it's incredible. Like the different styles, perspectives, whether it's pure golf stuff, whether it's golf and fashion, whether it's challenges or more like trip-based stuff as well, which I really like. I think there's such a strong voice there, more so than any other sport, I think.
There's so much content now. Like, I look at it, I'm like, damn, these people are pushing out content all the time. I'm like, I haven't got enough time in the day to even think about it anymore. It's wild, but like, also love it.
Yeah. But I think as well, there's also lots of different types of people on.
Yeah.
So us personally, we're obviously a golf brand, but if you look at our branding, we're not overly golfy.
Yeah.
We're more lifestyle. We're trying to be a bit more relatable to the audience we're trying to look at, which is ultimately that 20 to 40 year olds.
Yeah.
We don't want to come across as like, we're golf and that's it. Like, just, we're kind of like, sometimes it's, we're more social than golf in some aspects, especially when we do our events and things like that. So working with the right type of content creators for us was great. So, you know, working with you, with Seb and Louis as well, you know, you're great people. And it's not like overly golfy. There's so much more to it.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that I've always said from the start, is that we could go and work with professional golfers in terms of like the coaches and things like that, and do videos like that. But ultimately it's more, I don't know, just like the everyday stuff and where those kind of connections happen and what people can relate to, because it's about the personality side of things.
Yeah, I feel like that's where like business strategy...
So I said a lot of words to try and say that.
But no, yeah. But that's where business strategy comes in, and actually sitting down and having the moments to think about it. You know, everyone's always rushing, like, we do this, we need to do that, but taking the moments to sit back and think, okay, where are we going? Who do we really want to work with? Who are we trying to get on the app? What types of people do we want on here?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, whoever does end up signing up to the app, that's the community you're building. And if it's not the community of people you want, it's going to be really hard to match people up.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's something that keeps me awake at night as well, is like, is there somebody for everyone on the app? And you know, there's so many different types of people on there. We have professional golfers on there. We've got people who have never played golf before, want to play golf, and this is how they're getting into
it. That's cool.
It's kind of the side that we were hoping for. We did, but we didn't know that, because why would somebody who's never played golf before want to be in that community initially?
But it's so hard to find people these days. Like, it's hard not just to find people in golf, but hard to find friends. Like, if you've ever moved to London,
especially in person,
yeah,
like the amount of people you can meet online, right? But it's about like meeting them after that step, and I think that's what we're trying to create, that that potential route for it to happen. And there's so much more we can do in terms of, you know, that next step of, right, you've matched, now what?
Yeah,
and that's one of the things we're working on at the moment, is that like, you've matched, where can you play, where can you meet, you know, where can you hang out
exactly.
Ultimately,
that's why I think it's just hard. Like, realistically, you move to the city.
Yeah.
And British people are kind of strange, because we all have our little cliques. And to get into a clique, bloody hell, that's hard.
Yeah.
Like, you really have to know someone and they have to bring
you
in. You can't. Yeah, you have to be invited. Yeah. We're so strange. Whereas through that, you have loads of people who are just there being like, oh, I'd look like a friend or someone to hang out with, or something to do.
I was just recently in the States for the US Open, and that was one of my biggest takeaways, is that how, like, I don't know, like, nice people are to each other and how inviting
open,
they are.
Yeah.
Super, like, collaborative. And I think that's one of my biggest takeaways. And I've always tried to be, like, open to any of the brands we work with, any of the people we work with, and anyone that we associate with, that everyone kind of comes together, because ultimately we're all working towards the same thing of growing the game, making it more accessible, inviting, and a nicer place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And whilst all our products are kind of different, we're all doing kind of the same, we're on the same way. So if we all come together,
yeah,
It's going to happen. Massively. So this is one of the things that I've wanted to do from the start. I'm working with some fantastic brands and people, you know, and continue to do that.
Yeah, I live that way. I will connect everyone with everyone because I'm like, you're awesome. You're awesome. Go do some awesome stuff. You're awesome.
So we've got the event coming up just before the open with at Greenwich Peninsula, and, mm-hmm. and you hooked that up as well. And I thought
she did.
And I think those kind of things need to happen. A lot of people could be quite protective about their IP and their product, which I get completely after when you're working on something.
But even of your network, people are very protective.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think it depends on how you look at it, right? Like I see success through other people being successful and the people I work with being successful. And at the end of the day, I don't know, I like seeing people do well. It brings me a lot of joy.
Yeah.
I like to watch your journey as well, because I've seen you go from naught to, how many people have you got in the app now?
It's good. We've got just over 6,000 profiles within the app now. Woo. Which is cool. And we're just in the UK at the moment.
Yeah, so what are your, because I've put on my story about golf and everyone's like, it's not in my country. And I'm like, yes, but it will be.
Yeah, and it will be. I think one of the things I've always said is, and it's the most boring textbook answer, but we need to, you know, define who we are in the UK, a market that I know and I'm learning more.
Yeah.
Before we, this is opposite of me walking before I can run, but before we go anywhere
it's
else,
gonna be
I
hard.
Mean, there's places across the world that I'm really excited to get to, places like Portugal and Spain, where not only there's lots of locals that play there, but a lot of people from the UK and other countries go and visit there. Places like South Korea at the moment is incredible what's going on in the golfing world over there, in Japan as well. Scandinavia, it's one, some of the most highest participation rates in golf of a population. And then, of course, the States as well, which is a place that we get a lot of messages from.
Yeah.
People going like,
to be fair, the States would be massive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'd break that down into more than one country, really. You'd have to.
Is there a way that you can get people from other countries, if they were coming to visit England and they wanted an English person to play with,
yeah,
where they could download it?
Well, I mean, if you're, it depends what your app store's native to. I believe you can download the app when you're visiting the country, and then you'll be able to.
So in the country, if I'm American and I've come to England, I download the app in England, I can quickly find a playing partner.
A big QR code in the airport where people are coming through to scan.
Here he is, the ideas man. golf courses QR code.
But even like things like, people come from all over the world for the Open Championship. Like, it'd be so cool if you could like meet up with other golfers there. Like, I've gone to golf tournaments
on my own. Yeah, to go to the event together.
Yeah, or like go there or like hang out and chat golf with people. I mean, I think it'd be a great thing to do. We're a little too close to the one this year for that, but maybe it's true next year.
Yeah.
We could get something like that working.
Yeah, I feel like there's so much that can be done. But as a business, you can't do everything, right? Because if you try and take on everything, you end up doing nothing.
Well, we want to be in more, we want to move into other countries, I think within the next, easily within the next 12 months. There's so much more for us at the moment that we can still be doing in the UK.
Yeah.
But, you know, building the brand's one thing, getting the right amount of people on there is another. And then you've got, you know, it's, I had this conversation the other day, is when you go to another country, you start from zero again and you start to build that community from zero again on the platform itself. Social media is another thing, but it's, you know, when's the right time to do that? Because ultimately we're in a country where the golf season is only so long, the on-course season, let's say. You know, obviously I play all year round. I play indoors a lot, probably more than I play on course now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Big
wow,
time.
What do you think of Sims?
So I live in central London. I can't really...
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think of Sims versus courses?
I mean, I think they offer a different experience, but I am at the Sim 2-3 times a week probably, and I probably play more golf. I played more golf courses on the Sim than I have in the UK this year. So.
I love Sim golf. The only thing I would say about Sim golf is my alignment is off when I go play on the course. I'm setting up right and I'm hitting my shots left, which kind of makes them straight, but I get told all the time, you're set up wrong. I'm like, I promise you, this will go straight.
I just like the idea of being able to get on the tube and within 20 minutes be at a golf course, or walk 15 minutes to be at a golf course, have some drinks, get my friends in who maybe aren't quite on golf course level yet, let's say.
Yeah, because you can't lose a ball.
I can't lose a ball.
You never. Literally can't. That £5 is going to stay.
Yeah. And then And then after it, like, you're in town. Like, if you're on a Saturday night, like,
yeah,
that's me sorted. Like, I love that. I love that completely. But yeah, I think that's also a thing that's changed massively, is that people, it's another element of golf being more accessible and a bit more welcoming as well. Like, yeah. I have this theory of, like, you know, when you walk through a golf clubhouse that you've never been to before, and it's like you walk in, the floor's creaking a bit, and you're like, no one wants me here. Like,
you feel very uncomfortable. Yeah.
Whereas you go to like a place where like music's playing and it's chilled, and like, I'm quite familiar with a bar, so I can like, I feel like
he's a long friend of mine.
Yeah. So I feel very comfortable around that. And then there's golf, and yeah, you know, I think it's super chill. And just being able to, you know, have, you know, 8 or so people playing at the same time.
Yeah,
chill.
That's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. You can actually have everyone have a go rather than just like only 4 people. Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be like, could you imagine having like 8 beginner golfers on a golf course at the same time? It'd be an absolute nightmare.
Chaos. Hilarious.
But also, like, there's just this, how people are received on a golf course, and I see it still so often. It's just like that look you get from people when like you're not wanted. And that's me, someone who's been on golf courses a lot.
Yeah.
Like, if you're someone who's not played before, you'd hate it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, another big part of what we're trying to do, is if you can find someone to go with who is experienced, or someone who's also in the same journey as you,
mm-hmm.
Through the app or through the community, try and make that experience, you know, dare I say, easier or a little bit, you know, a bit more enjoyable.
Yeah. I can say one thing that you've probably glossed over a little bit is, so when you download the app, Golf, why is it called Golf, by the way, with 2 O's?
Why is it called Golf with 2 O's? This is a great question. I don't answer it. We wanted something that felt...
it was the only domain we could find.
That's not, you went to that camera, I'm going to that camera. It's not true. We wanted something that felt, you know, friendly, fun, a bit like kind of not quirky, is it quirky maybe?
Quirky.
But also was still like quite clear what sport it was. And also golf is better with more than one. So
ooh,
more than 1 O in this space. So
okay.
Yeah, no, it's and we've it just feels playful. And I think that's something we always wanted to get across. It was a playful, playful vibe, and whilst I'll always acknowledge the heritage and the history of the sport, because I'm a bit of a massive golf nerd, you know, times are changing.
Yeah.
People who are playing the sport now are maybe not what, I don't know who I'm speaking to, golf thought they were going to have at this time of history, but it really is. And, you know, it's about feeling comfortable, feeling happy, doing something you love.
Yeah, so anyway, back.
What were you asking before that?
I was asking, and I wasn't asking, I was telling.
I glossed over.
Over the fact that, so when you download the app, it's not like you go straight in and you just swipe and whatever. You have a questionnaire.
Yeah, the questionnaire.
Talk to us about the questionnaire. So what's this quiz?
We thought this would be a really good way for people to, because we don't want long, lengthy bios. This isn't your LinkedIn page. It's not something like that. We wanted a way for people to kind of find out what kind of golf they are. And there's one of 8 types of golfers you can be. You could be cool, calm, collective, happy-go-lucky, a traditionalist, and all these different types of buckets you could fall into as a golfer.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that somebody who's a bit more of a traditional player might not want to play with somebody who's might like to drink 5 beers on the course and listen to loud music. Or someone who's just getting into the game, there might be some more associated with the happy-go-lucky player.
Yeah.
So we did this quiz that was, it's, you know, it's a short thing, but it's also supposed to be quite fun as well.
Yeah.
Answer a few questions that aren't, what's your handicap and, you know, how far do you hit the ball? It's more like, you know, if you're a car, what car are you? Or like, what's your usual go-to, like, drinks on the halfway hut and things like that. And basically work the algorithm to find out and show you which golfers would be more compatible for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that I thought was really fun to make, actually, because
I bet.
Yeah, big old spreadsheet. But it just gave, you know, gave you the right kind of tag. I think tags are, you know, it just gave you the right, told you what kind of golfer you were. And we've all done personality quizzes and they're quite fun.
It's literally like that. Everyone loves the fact, like, oh, which house are you from? Hogwarts. You're Slytherin. Like, I'm everyone just loves Slytherin. To tag themselves as something.
Who are you? Are you... You're Hufflepuff.
I think I'm Ravenclaw.
Ravenclaw, yeah.
No.
I'm not a massive Potter fan.
Me neither, but no, I don't...
But I can associate. I'm definitely Slytherin. You just have bleach blonde hair as well.
Oh, really?
So that's when you download the app, you do this quiz and then you can create your profile as well. Mm-hmm. So add a photo, add your short bio.
Location,
very important. We've just... integrated with Instagram as well, so you can, which I think is a great extension of someone's personality.
Almost like verifies you though that you're not a weirdo. Big time.
No weirdos on the app. big number one rule.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Weirdly, social media is like so critical in terms of saying, okay, you're a legitimate person and you're not a bot.
Yeah, I think it does a few things, and that's one of them. I think there's social media has a big old problem with bots and things like that. But what we do is if someone's got a profile, you know, whether it is your, I've had two Instagrams previously. I've had one golf one, I've had one like more personal. And now I just use a golf one because that's my life.
golf is life.
But like people can, it shows you like what kind of courses you play, like where you like to play, what kind of person you are. And this is the other thing. We also want to do something with Spotify as well. If anyone
Talk
from Spotify
me.
Is listening, reach out. So do something with Spotify and like link your like playlist, your like on course playlist as well, which I think would be quite fun too. But all these little kind of small things that we initially didn't think about that do add to different layers of personality. Mm-hmm. So you create a profile and then you're there. You can then swipe and find other profiles that you might like as well. Connect with them, send them a message, play some golf.
One thing I would say is I've had from a couple of girls is they would like to be able to choose gender. So I think guys are probably more open to play with girls, but girls maybe initially want to start playing with other girls.
And I've had that conversation with a lot of feedback about that as well. And that's why we built in the thing where you can choose by...
gender.
Choose by your gender as well. So if girls want to search for girls, you can do that now as well.
How do you make sure that you're thinking about both a male perspective and a female's perspective?
It's super tough because I can only really talk about one perspective because that's the way I view my life. So we,
because I'm a man,
I'm such a man. No, but that's why I've spoken to you about this before, and that's what I do. I speak to the girls on the app about what they think because I can't make that decision.
Exactly. You have to speak to women.
And that's why we implemented it.
Yeah, exactly.
It was actually at one of your events when I had that conversation, and somebody went, "It's great. I personally just want to play with girls."
Yeah.
And that's absolutely fine. And you know, I think that's something that should be celebrated rather than be like, oh, well, you're just being picky, because that's not true.
Yeah.
So then I went away and I spoke to the team. I said, look, this is some of the feedback we've had, and I think it's a really good piece of feedback. Mm-hmm. How quickly can we turn this around? And we did. And it went live, I think, a couple of months ago, just for the season starting, because this feedback came in April.
Yeah.
So now you can, in your settings, your search settings, where you can search distance, you can also search for
gender
as well.
I think, weirdly for women, is because a lot of guys have been playing since like 5 years old, such as you. But women are starting so much later in their career.
Yeah.
And we know the intimidation levels of starting with a guy who's been playing since he's five versus girls are pretty much similar, just getting started now, probably of the same level of golf. And so the confidence they need to even be able to step on a course with a guy who's a scratch player is considerable.
Well, I think that point came across really well. I've been to like lots of golf events, and when, as I said, I went to one of yours and it was like a girls only event, and the vibe in there was like amazing.
Yeah,
like
different.
I only popped in. Different. Someone said to me, it's like, it's quite nice that you haven't got guys trying to like smash it 300 yards. And it's like, because that's just like unnecessary. In like a golf event.
Yeah.
And this was like, super, super like, just like good vibes.
So just to explain a little to you guys who may not know, but I've hosted a couple of events at Pitt, which is an indoor simulator space within the city of London. And I did, my first one was women's only, then I did a mixed one. So it's quite a good way to kind of evaluate the different types of people who would come in. So for the mixed one, it was really interesting because... Yeah. Guys were hogging the sim.
Oh, yeah.
Like, guys were like, oh, let me hit it hard. Oh, yeah. And the girls just kind of stood there watching and a bit like, oh, God, I don't really want to have a go in front of these people. And then when they had a bit of drink, it's a little bit easier. But girls are still holding their drinks, being a bit protective, feeling a little bit like closed off. But then the guys are like, yeah, let me show off. And then the women's only event was so different because the girls were like, would you like a go? One hit. Would you like a go? One hit. And I was like, wow, women are so different.
The vibes are great though. It's just like competitive in the right way. Like, yeah, but
there's things you don't think about. Like, they're like, yeah, I could put my drink down and I know it's going to be fine when I go back and drink it again. You're probably thinking, somebody like, what? You actually thought, yeah, or like, I don't know, girls think about all these little things that maybe guys don't ever think about. And that's not to say the mixed event wasn't great, because it was great. Mm. And I think it's super good to get women and men in an equal capacity. So it was 50-50 split in the same environment, just to showcase that there are tons of women and tons of guys in golf.
Yeah.
But I think to add even more value into the women's golf space, because it is, well, it's undertapped compared. You do need these events and you do need to push it more, and they do need extra support, because 99% of events are just men.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And actually, in the last 2 years, I've seen a lot more people, girls with like these golf pages as well, coming mm-hmm. and like just, and actually seeing so them many. All connect and things like that. And I think it's amazing. I think... I think you've had a massive impact on people getting into the sport, for one, but also not just getting into the sport, but now showing they're in the sport and doing things like that, which I think is a really cool thing to see.
I love to see it. Like, I think I was probably the OG beginner golfer girl. Like, at least in England.
You're no longer a beginner golfer, though. You're not allowed to say that.
Oh. But just to see everyone online sharing their journeys, how they're getting better, it's... I thought this when I first started my account. I was like, I expect this to be similar to fitness accounts. So where people are showcasing their fitness journeys, but I wanted to do that for golf.
Yeah.
And so I started that, and now everyone's showcasing their golf journeys, and the fitness industry is huge.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah. And I feel like this is exactly what could happen in golf as well. I don't know any other sport really.
Well, I just always think that like there's so many different levels to golf to share, like whether you're going on holiday, you can golf, whether you're just like going, like golf looks great on like on video.
Yeah, it does.
Whereas like obviously you talk about fitness and stuff, and people can do some amazing runs and hikes like that, but a lot of it's like gym studio based stuff.
Yeah.
So I think just golf's such a cool thing to like show. Mm-hmm. Like, I know when I go away on holiday, I often look for somewhere that's near a golf course, and then also just like sharing that as well, because it just like people like that. It's not just like you're showing off, because that's not what I do, but people like, that's really cool. Like,
here's where
I'm playing golf today.
Yeah. They're like, oh, look at this. Check this out. Have you been here? I'm like, actually, you might put that on my bucket list.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many places. And also another good thing is through your app, I'm assuming if someone played at one course, another person played at another course, you'd be like, I'd love to play over there. And they'd be like, I'd love to play over where you are. And so they can connect that way and almost get onto each other's courses.
Yeah, it's something that we're looking to introduce as well is we actually have a huge number of nomadic golfers on the platform. Okay, it's like near 80%, which I think is a surprising stat for me to know.
So I think that is very common for younger people, because committing to a golf course, I don't know what happened there, is scary. It's a lot of money to know that you're only going to play in one place.
Yeah, and I think the ability for people to have visibility on where other people are playing golf is like... Yeah. I can play with you, you can play with me. And we want to introduce this almost like tag of like, if you're a member somewhere, or if this is where you play, let people know.
Yeah.
Because if I go play at one course and there's a place I want to play, we can always just like switch it up.
And I think people like to try lots of different golf courses, and then eventually after they've tried so many, they're like, actually, I love this one. I would love to join here and become a part of it. But until then, I don't want to commit.
Right. No, exactly. I think... This is a conversation we will future have with golf courses as well, saying like, we've got lots of people who want to play golf, you know, and they might want to come play with you. So there's all that sorts of conversations too.
Yeah, I think it's super exciting. So I do have a question for you.
Okay.
So you've gone from working under somebody else for another business to now heading up a business.
Mm-hmm. Sounds
weird.
How does
that feel? Because you're young and you're now having to like run everything, and you're... I guess you kind of look up to your dad, but your dad's also kind of looking up to you, and you're kind of having to roll with it.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much my dad looks up to me in terms of what I do
looks
in
down
business.
On you.
Yeah,
son, crack on.
But no, I think just for, again, clarity as well. So there's me, and my co-founder, Neil, who you've met a number of times.
Lovely guy.
And then we've all, he's the best. And then we also got our team over in South Africa, who all development stuff, and our amazing team up in Manchester, who are social media, marketing, everything like that. But initially it was just like, good, silly on me, on my own. No, and one of the biggest things that I had to put into place pretty quickly was a routine.
Yeah.
When you're starting up, there's not a huge amount of things in a diary. And it's a bit, I don't know, not disheartening, but you want to be meeting.
Yeah.
Not too much, but you want to have some sort of structure. And when you've got like a week of just like, I don't know, do research. And then you've got like...
What does research even mean?
Yeah, exactly. So I started like putting all these, like, if I was going to the gym, I'd put it in the diary. If I was doing things, just to build this structure around it. And kind of build those healthy habits that thankfully I now, as much as I can do today, I think my diary in the last few months have been a bit silly.
And I'm not, we're not going to compare.
But I think it's just about having that structure around you, having as much as you can, a good close group of friends. And actually my group of friends, a lot of them do have, they're in fashion or they're music or things like that. And actually, whilst we're doing different things, it's always good to get together and have a chat away from going on a night out, but actually maybe go for dinner and discuss things. So I think having that structure initially was something I didn't start off knowing, but I found out pretty quickly that I need to get into place. But it's,
overwhelming ever?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a lot of, I put a lot of pressure on myself when I'm, you know, as I said, I really want this to have the impact I wanted. I hope it has, you know, and just trying to do the best that we can within our limits at the moment.
Yeah,
make the impact we want to make, and try and stay patient because these things don't happen overnight.
But patience is key. That's the thing. Yeah. Everyone is so impatient, but like gotta have
it. We're trying to grow a community, and if you want it to be authentic, filled with the right people. You know, you've got to let it happen organically as much as you can. Mm. And I think we are, you know, our socials are growing. We've got a bigger reach than we've ever had. And on the platform itself, it's becoming a really busy, lively place filled with lots of keen, you know, golfers who have been playing for years and years and people who've not even picked up a club yet. So I think, you know, we have our own goals and there's a huge amount of golfers in the world we want to help, but, you know, we can do it step by step.
Yeah, I think it's super exciting. Charlie, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
And it's very inspiring to see everything you're doing. I think the idea is absolutely incredible. If you guys haven't downloaded the app Golf, I would recommend it. Just go to the App Store.
Yeah.
Type in G-O-O-L-F.
That's correct.
Golf.
Yeah.
Download it. Do a little like quiz, Q&A, then find some golf mates. It's literally a swipe left, right, isn't it?
It's super simple. It's as easy as we think it can be. So I hope to see you on there.
Yeah. And then there's lots of events. And there's also discounts and stuff.
Oh, yeah. We also have
little treats.
Yeah, we do have a premium version of the app as well, which allows you to have unlimited matches. So you can have the biggest golf social community group as possible. You can also access some amazing discounts that are only available on the app itself.
Such as?
So we've got discounts at Pitch. They've got a special discount for golf members. A free Adidas golf hat, which is fun. Lots of cool things as well, such as like food and drink as well, because we know that golf isn't just about the equipment, but it's also about like the stuff you drink on course. We've got some great things on there. So definitely go
and
check
it out.
How
much is it?
So it's $2.99 a month.
Bargain.
$29.99 a year. So make sure you snap it up. I mean, we've got a really good growing group of members now as well.
Well, we're very excited to see where you go in the next few years. I'm excited for you to go to America. I'm excited for all the events you're going to throw on.
Yes, yeah. Lots happening.
So much happening. Thank you guys so much for joining us on this episode of Unsus. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you here. As always, make sure you don't forget to follow and subscribe. And remember, feel free to DM me any questions or stories you'd like me to chat about next week. On Instagram, it's @MiaEllaX. Chat soon.